Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, Miss Anna Gonzalez.
Okay. You can go ahead and trans. Oh, can you confirm the phone number for me, please?
Yes, of course. 714-425-9217.
All right, thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
All right.
Hello, Anna.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Are you sure, please?
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct, I have not.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm the spelling of your first and last name?
It's Gonzalez, Gonzalez. First name is Bennett, Bennett, and the middle name Banna.
Okay, and then your phone number, I just want to confirm, 714-425-9217.
Yes,
Okay, thank you.
that is correct.
And then would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
4/9/84.
And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
So sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing okay, just struggling with a lot of headaches.
Okay. Well, I'm wishing nothing but the best for you. I'm going to try to make this as quickly as possible. I know it's a little bit difficult to talk about. What is your date of diagnosis?
I'm trying to
If you
pull
can
out the
pinpoint,
MRI report.
okay. If you can
See when it's done.
pinpoint a month and a year, that could work too.
It was this year. Probably in August.
August of this year. So I just want to confirm I have roughly around August 1st, 2024. Is that correct? Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And then did you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then within one of those years, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes, I was getting a shot probably like once a month or something.
Okay. Normally they give out the shot once every 3 months. Does that sound more correct? So that'd
Yeah,
be
that sounds about right.
okay. And then what was the month and year that you started using Depo-Provera?
When it first came out, that's when I started using the birth control,
Okay, do you
Depo-Provera.
remember how old you were at the time?
Yeah, let me see. I'm 40 now, so I was probably like 21, maybe.
21. So, roughly around, I want to say, does 2005 sound correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, do you remember what month in 2005? To the best of your knowledge?
Around like April, I
April.
remember I switched, yeah, around my birthday.
Okay, and then when did you stop using Depo?
About a year and a half after I started.
So rough. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you. So roughly around you said a year and a half after you started, so you were only on it for a year and a half, is that
Yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
So a year and a half would take us to about this not December, I'm sorry, October of 2006. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male. I'm sorry, female.
And then your first name, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
E at the end.
Oh, another E at the end. Okay. And then middle name is Anna, is that correct? A-N-N-A?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z?
That is correct.
Okay. And can you provide me your social, please?
I don't have... I don't know by memory. I just know my last four.
Last four is okay.
It's 6778.
Okay. And then what is your email?
It's Miramontes, which, let me spell it out.
Yeah, thank you.
M-I-R-A-M-O-N-T-E-S. And then it's Benene, B like boy, A, N like Nancy, E-Y, and like Nancy, E-Y at Gmail.
Okay, so I just want to confirm. I have MIRAMONTESBANEYNEY at gmail.com?
That is correct.
Okay. And then your phone number, is that your cell, your home, or both?
It's both. It's my cell.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
3800 Laverne Avenue in Bakersfield, California, 93309.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Just a couple more questions. Okay. Can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Let me see if I have that. It was the California Neurology Institute.
In Bakersfield?
It was Dr. Okay. Birdie.
Dr. Birdie, okay.
Right, with the V like Victor.
All right, let me just pull their information. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
You said Dr. Birdie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dr. Maheep Singh Birdie?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Is that at the same facility as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility where you received your Depo-Provera loss? Your Depo-Provera shots?
I don't remember. I know it was in Santa Ana.
Was it a Planned Parenthood? Or like an urgent care?
It was a small... It was a small office.
Small office.
Yeah, it wasn't like no name, big name. It was just like a small doctor's office.
Okay.
I have no idea what the name was.
Do you remember what street it was on or anything like that?
I kind of do.
Yeah, if you could give me a street name, I can kind of narrow it down.
Give me one second.
No worries. Take your time. Thank you.
sorry about that.
No worries.
I think it was Civic Center Street.
Civic Center Street.
Santa Ana.
Do you know if it was like a women's health facility?
Yes, it was. And it was like a two-story or three-story building, I remember. I took an elevator for the second floor.
Let me ask you this. Was it off of the 5 or the 55? Do you remember?
The 5.
Off the 5? Okay. Let me see.
It was close to a Burger King on Civic Center. It was like a couple blocks down. But it was right in the corner.
Okay, let me see. I think what you...
And it has to be like a name, like a Mexican name.
Oh, Mexican.
Clinic.
Okay, hold on. Let me see what Burger Kings are in Santa Ana.
There's one on Civic Center.
Okay, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken, it's off the 5 and the 55. And you said it's right next to a Burger King, correct?
It was closed. Yeah, it was a couple blocks down.
Okay. So what I'm finding here, there's a FPA Women's Health Center. It's located at 1901 North Tustin Ave in Santa Ana, California. Does that sound correct?
No, it was more...
You okay, babe? What's going on?
I'm on the phone.
Where am I?
Do you remember anything else about what was around it? Other than the Burger King? Was there a plaza next to it or like a bunch of food places?
There was. I know the courts were close by too.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
Oh yeah, on Civic Drive. Okay, let's see.
Let me look at the aerial, see if I can.
Was it called Optum?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
Maybe something that would ring a bell, something like Clinica para Mujer or something like that, like really Mexican name, I do recall.
There is a, actually, I think I found it. Hold on. Clinica Medica Familiar.
I think that's the one, because I know it was something so long and it was Mexican name.
Okay, and this is off of, this is right next to Civic Center. Let me see if there's a...
Broadway? And Broadway.
It's on the corner of Main Street and West Santa Ana Boulevard. Right next to Civic Center Drive. If you want to look that place up and see if that looks accurate.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking at right now. I'm on Broadway and Civic Center on my map right now. You said what?
It is off of West Santa Ana Boulevard and Main Street.
Names over here. I find those.
It's right in downtown Santa Ana.
Yeah, that it was in downtown Santa Ana.
It was it? So,
it was.
It was or was it? I'm sorry. It was? Okay.
It was.
Let's see where that Burger King is. I know this area a little bit, but I'm not too familiar with it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, no. Let me see. Yeah, there is a Burger King next to it on Civic Center Drive.
So that's the one then.
Okay.
That's definitely the...
Okay, I'll go ahead and put that down. Do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Deborah Prevera shot?
No.
No?
I have no idea what his name was. It was always different doctors there anyways, so it wasn't like a specific doctor.
No worries, I understand. Okay, just pulling all the information here. And then, is there any medical notes that you'd like to add?
I guess.
Not at this time? Or did you want to add anything?
I guess not.
Okay. Alrighty, and then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if we needed those medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Electronically, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, it's my husband.
Okay. Can I get your husband's phone number, please?
Yeah, area code 657-357. 5069.
And then email, please. I mean, sorry, not email. First name and last name.
Jose Gonzalez.
Okay. And do you know his email by chance?
I do not.
Okay, no worries. Did you want to put down your email for the emergency contact?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull that. And then you guys are at the same address?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm going to go ahead and review all the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you did want to participate in the lawsuit. You don't already have an attorney, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around August 1st, 2024. I have your date of birth as April 9th, 1984. Used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, and you've had at least 4 injections within that 1 year. You started using Depo roughly around April 1st, 2005, and stopped using Depo roughly around October 1st, 2006. I have your first name as Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T-E, middle name Anna, A-N-N-A, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. I have the last 4 of your social as 6778. I have your email as M-I-R-A-M-O-N-T-E-S. B-A-N-E-Y-N-E-Y at gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 714-425-9217. I have your current address as 3800 Laverne Ave in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93309. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Maheep Singh Birdie, located at California Neurology Institute. Address I have for them is 8335 Brimhall Road, building 1100. Bakersfield, California, zip code 93312. And the facility phone number, I have 661-432-7851. In terms of where you received your Depo shot, that was at Clinica Medica Familiar at 517 Main Street, Santa Ana, California, zip code 92701. Facility phone number I have is 714-647-0401. You don't currently recall the prescribing doctor name.
No.
And then I have your emergency contact as your husband that lives with you. His name's Jose, spelled J-O-S-E, J-O-S-E, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Phone number I have for him is 657-357-5069. Address I have is 3800 Laverne Avenue in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93309. And the email I put down is your email. Does that all sound correct?
And then yes, except the diagnosis was August of last year, 2024.
2023. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the report.
Okay, just want to confirm I have your date of diagnosis as roughly around August 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for correcting me. And then the last thing, if you did need to provide the medical records to the attorneys, you would be able to do so electronically, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from a DocuSign number. I just need a couple signatures from you. This way, this regards your legal representation, basically the paperwork we just filled out. I just need a couple signatures. Then the attorneys will contact you and verify that information with you. It's like a 3 to 4 minute phone call, okay?
Okay. And then what's the name of the law firm?
The law firm that's going to be working on your case is A4D.
Okay.
All right. So I'll have you go ahead.
What is her name?
My name is Shireen. So what I'll have you go ahead and do is I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You should have just received a text. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have your name on it, Deborah Prevera. It should say my name on it and Mass Tort Strategies. Do you see it?
Let me check. Yes, I do.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that link.
I did.
It's going to direct you to a DocuSign. Okay. Basically, just follow the prompt. So you're going to agree to electronic signatures, and then you're going to go ahead and click around with the yellow buttons. It should say start, and then it's going to lead you to all the signature fields where you need to put down your signature. So just go ahead and click through it, and then it'll say finish once you're done.
You okay? Oh, okay.
And then let me know once you finish, and I'll walk you through the rest of the process, okay?
Give me
And then if you have any questions with the paperwork, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
I see you just signed it. Okay, perfect. All right, so with that being said, Anna, do you prefer being called Anna? I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay. What I just went ahead and did was I just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. The way this is going to work is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. Sometimes they're pretty quick. So I would expect the call before the end of the day today. They're just going to verify all the information we went over on the phone. With that being said, the attorneys won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. And if you no longer wanted to continue, you also still do have to speak to them to let them know. So just keep that in mind. But it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. And I'm very happy to hear that you're doing better now. And again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
I will. Thank you
all
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Anna.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.